Australia's facing a long, hot summer, and the federal government's already warning the country needs to brace itself. In a bid to prevent blackouts, it's asking households and businesses across three states to voluntarily reduce their electricity use. And that follows predictions the nation is in for a summer of scorching heat and the likelihood of an increase in bushfires. Caroline Winter reports.
Imagine it's 40 degrees. Not so hard if you live in most parts of Australia. You're sweating, the kids are getting ratty, and the hot weather is just making everything hard. Now imagine you receive this. It's a text message from the federal government asking you to turn off appliances to help reduce the demand on power.
That to me just seems crazy. You know, in the peak of summer, like that's when there is more of a demand on electricity, but it should be there that we can use it. To me, it's just ludicrous that we don't have those resources available in a first world country.
Hannah Montesi is a mum to a 3- and 5-year-old, and during a hot Adelaide summer, the air conditioner is a godsend for the 33-year-old.
When they're having their naps during the day, you know, when they're sleeping at night, it does, you know, the comfort level, like, you know, you need to have them to be able to cool down, otherwise they just can't sleep. And if your kids can't sleep, then you can't sleep, and then it's just hell.
She says turning off the air conditioner is just not an option during extreme weather, even with incentives like rebates on power bills. But that's exactly what the federal government will be asking thousands of households and businesses across South Australia, New South Wales and Victoria to do. Federal Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg says the pilot program will help free up electricity supply during periods of peak demand.
This announcement that we will be securing and procuring up to 200 megawatts of demand response is very significant. That's the equivalent of enough power to support more than 100,000 homes.
The trial will be voluntary and opt-in participants will receive incentives such as rebates on their power bills. Josh Frydenberg says it's a win-win for the energy sector and the public.
They may see a payment of $25 or more per event where they're asked to turn down their appliances and their power use. They'll also benefit from seeing lower power bills, and this could be worth billions of dollars to Australia's energy system in terms of savings by reducing the pressure on the networks.
The $36 million trial, which includes $7.2 million from New South Wales, will go towards 10 projects to manage electricity supply during extreme peaks. It comes on top of dire weather predictions of an increase in heat waves as Australia braces for a scorcher of a summer. Dr. Richard Thornton is CEO of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre. He told RM Breakfast Australia is in for some rough months ahead when it comes to bushfires.
We're seeing a much higher potential for fires because of the warmer winter and the lower rainfall over the winter period. We've put out an outlook that says that the forested regions through the eastern states, through South Australia and into Western Australia and in Tasmania could be a problem this year.
In his controversial speech in London yesterday, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says bushfires aren't getting any worse in Australia. Experts such as Dr. Thornton suspect those words might not be entirely accurate.
Certainly there appears to be a strong linkage between the conditions that we're seeing that are leading to the big fires and changing climate. We're seeing on average about a 1 degree increase in average temperatures, and that seems to be there year in, year out. So if you've got that, then you're already off an additional base. And 1 degree can make quite a big difference in terms of the average temperature and in terms of the extremes.
And in a rebuke to the former Prime Minister, Josh Frydenberg has dismissed Tony Abbott's comments that global warming is probably doing more good than harm for the planet.
Climate change is real. We take our advice from the scientific experts and we believe we need to reduce our emissions. That is why Tony Abbott signed up to the Paris Agreement. And I point out that at the time, Tony Abbott said that the agreement struck at Paris was a definite commitment.
Federal Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg ending Caroline Winter's report.